So as we mentioned earlier, the Inspector General's report is in on the Jussie Smollett case and Kim Fox's office, the state's attorney's office, how they handled it. Dan Webb released a 12-page document today that Kim Fox's people are saying is a victory. Now, the reason that this whole thing got launched, the special investigator, if you will, that did this, Dan Webb, came from a lawsuit that was filed by a former judge, Sheila O'Brien. Sheila's joining us right now. Do you think this is an exonerating document?
No, it's not an exonerating document at all. If you feel like it's a victory as a public official that you didn't get indicted, that's a victory? No. The document says that she's lied to the people of Cook County and that she is incompetent in how she handles the offices, the office, that she has abused her discretion and the office is a mess.
So
that's not a victory.
Let's talk about that abuse of discretion, because that's the headline here, that she abused her discretion in terms of how she handled this. And we assume it's the passes that he got through the system. How do you read that as a retired judge?
Well, if you read the whole report, the report says that one of the first things they talk about is that she misled the public. And that's very serious. And the report says that she, quote, lied, you know, basically lied at least six times to the people of Cook County about what she did and didn't do. In other words, she lied when she said that they were going to put Jussie Smollett through the same process they would put any other defendant. This report says, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
She lied when she said he didn't have a criminal background. This report says, no, that's not true. Jussie Smollett does have a criminal background. So this report's only 12 pages long. I hope all your viewers and your listeners read it, because it's very easy read. And for the state's attorney to say I was exonerated because I didn't get indicted, I mean, goodness, that's a rather low bar, don't you think?
Oh yeah, well I do. Yes, I don't disagree with you, Judge. I'm saying what they're saying right now, and I know that those voices are out there. It's a
right.
Political year. She's running for re-election. She has
correct.
A very competent opponent here in this race, which doesn't always happen in Cook County. So it's, you know, they want to get out ahead of this and they want to spin it as best they possibly can. But
right.
Basically what I read out of this document is that if she didn't intentionally lie, she didn't know what she was doing. Because again, it goes to she misled the people.
Neither of which is good, right?
Right.
If that's your lawyer and your lawyer doesn't lie but didn't know what they were doing, I mean, would you hire that lawyer? Come on, Ro.
Well, I have.
Yeah, right. So that's not a very, that's a very high standard.
Yeah. Where does it go from here, do you think?
Well, a couple places it's going to go. The first is, according to the report, it's going to be sent over to what is called the ARDC, and that is the disciplinary board for lawyers. And so this report's going to go over there. She's in a bad spot because they've said that she has lied in her role as a public official. Public officials are held to a higher standard. So her law license could be in jeopardy. And you can't be a state's attorney of a county if you don't have a law license.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very serious, and that's very troubling for all of us. If she were in corporate life, she would probably have to resign. If a report says you're lying while you're doing your job and you don't know how to run the office, then that's a very serious situation as well.
In the corporate world, that is true. But she's an elected
right.
official. There's the burden is higher, obviously, but also the responsibility of the voters come into play here, and judges will often look at that. And will the ARDC look at that? Could the ARDC literally pull her ticket before the election?
They absolutely could. I mean, it happened in Kane County about 10 years ago, where a person who was running for state's attorney had the law license suspended while the investigation was ongoing because it was so serious. So that's very serious. If her law license gets suspended, then she's ineligible to be state's attorney. The other part of this role is that the state's attorney of any county does more than just criminal. You advise the county board on how to do things. So if you're Tony Preckwinkle and the other members of the county board, you might be reconsidering today whether this is the lawyer you want advising you on property issues, all the civil things that the county does. So I would assume, I don't know, but I'm thinking that our county board might want to call her in and say, what about this? Should somebody else be doing your job? What is going on here? So she's not just accountable to the voters. She's accountable to the county board, because the county board is the controlling body of our county.
Well, Judge O'Brien, you're from Chicago.
Actually, I'm not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've lived your professional career here, and so you understand.
Right. Not all of it, yeah.
How it works, though. And hold on. Let me just ask the question. I know where you're going to go. It shouldn't work like that. I get it. I've been saying that for longer than I'd like to admit. However, it is the way that it is here. Do you think practically the ARDC would actually do that? They would actually pull Kim Fox's license?
There are people who are stand-up people in this county. There are really good people in this county. And nobody ever thought when I got into this that a special prosecutor would be appointed. And look, here we are. So I believe that truth and honesty will win out. It may take a while, but the ARDC could. And I know that people have already filed complaints against her before this moment, mm-hmm. because lawyers have stopped me on the street and told me that they filed complaints against her at the ARDC because of things that she's done. So I don't think this is over, Ro, and I really do. Maybe I sound like Pollyanna, but I believe that one person can make a difference. And we've seen that here, and the ARDC is going to do a good job. I believe that they will do the right thing, whatever that is, after their investigation.
Well, you certainly did get the ball rolling, and here's where we are today. And we are now 80-something or 70-something days away from the election. It'll be to be seen what happens here, whether the ARDC or anybody else wants to take action, or if she wants to step aside, which I don't see that happening either, because she comes from the only truly still somewhat powerful political machine in terms of Tony Preckwinkle in Cook County. However, as you saw, Tony Preckwinkle couldn't even get 25% of the vote when she ran for mayor in the city of Chicago. So how powerful actually is that? It's all to be seen. And that's why covering Chicago is the best job in journalism.
You do. It is. It's rather fascinating. I have to say, when this all started, nobody knew who was going to run for state's attorney. Nobody knew anything. We just knew that this case was dismissed and procedures that most lawyers understand to be regular were not followed. And I and many others were very, very upset about it. And now suddenly here we are. So we have to keep believing that good people will come to the fore and say, no, enough. This is not right. You don't do it this way. And that's very hopeful.
All right, Judge Sheila O'Brien, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for the time.
Traffic and weather with Mary Vandeveld.